It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9, 98.5, MyPigRadio.com. My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friend this morning is Christy Bennett, the Public Information Officer with the Texarkana, Arkansas Police Force.
Good morning, John and Anna. Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you here. And we were sitting there talking about how long has Christy Bennett been PIO at Arkansas? It's been forever. How many years has it been?
Okay, so 13. I'm on my 13th year. January will be 14. And then here at the agency, I'm on 17. So,
wow.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks, a long time.
Time flies.
It's been so much fun. I'm so blessed to have a job that I love so much. And, you know, Chief Harrison has been with me my entire career. So I told him if he could stay, you know, another 5 years, it'd be great.
Another 5 years. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's on the wish list.
Stay a little bit longer. It'd
five
be great.
More years.
Yeah, 5 more years would be great. You guys, you were saying that back during the height of the shutdown, Arkansas side didn't shut down completely, but the kind of like, please stay at home. That there weren't that many cars out on the road, and so calls were kind of down.
Well, in Texarkana, Arkansas, we followed all directives from Governor Asa Hutchinson the entire time, and we continue to do so. And, you know, Governor Hutchinson didn't feel that a shelter-in-place order was necessary for Arkansas based on the numbers and the testing and all of that, those things. So we followed his directives, which did not put us in a shelter-in-place, but everything was to strongly recommend people staying at home, good hygiene, washing your hands, test if you need to. And, you know, it was very successful. You know, look at Miller County statistics right now. You know, things can change. And that's the thing. You know, everybody doesn't realize that, you know, the things you do today affects the change in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Right.
Because, you know, people are doing temperature checks and things like that. But when you're getting temperature checked, if you have a temperature, you've been infecting people who you've been around to that point.
Right.
So people are like, well, what's the point of temperature checks? Because, you know, if you're temperature checking them hot, then I'm already infected everybody. Yes, but that's stopping it at that point.
Yeah, we can arrest that and go back.
Go back. Okay, and you can stop the spread. That's the point, is to stop the spread. And that's what we're working really hard for. Okay, so I digress. You know, that is because of those directives and asking and encouragement, it's been really successful. Miller County's done an excellent job. And driving around on the streets, you saw a lot less vehicle traffic. Not like that today.
No, not at all.
I think, you know, the warm weather and restrictions being lifted has absolutely brought people out. But, you know, I personally am glad to see, you know, people are still out. I see lots of masks. I think that's great. You know, soap is still very scarce and hard to find. Clorox spray, so I'm glad people are still staying clean, which we should be doing anyway.
We should have been doing that anyway.
So, you know, our call volume has been a lot less. You know, the building has been shut down as far as allowing public access and walk-ins. So that was a majority of our call load at the building was for walk-ins.
Okay.
You know, the guys on the street, you know, they're doing all their thing. But for the building traffic, the bi-state, people are coming in, they're paying to get police reports, paying for accident reports, they're, you know, wanting to take reports. If theft's already occurred, those kind of things. Well, we stop that, and
right.
We're doing phone stuff. So, you know, it's been a significant decrease at the building. The guys on the street, for a little while, they were, you know, advised to less contact is best.
Right.
Didn't have to make contact. Let's not do it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're very thankful that nobody in our agency has been infected, and nobody in our agency has had to deal with this virus. You know, the calls are picking up. But that's typical of summertime and warming up. I would think that if people would continue to do what the governor asks us to do, to stay at home as much as possible, you know, maybe one day a week go to a restaurant and otherwise order at home, you know, do the takeout thing.
Cook at home. You know, funny things like that.
I'm tired of that. I'm tired of it.
It's okay to go to a restaurant some, but use hygiene, common sense, mask when you need to wear them, things like that. It's the best of most country. 103.9, 98.5, MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And we got Christy Bennett, our friend from Texarkana, Arkansas Police Department, the Public Information Officer. And normally, I know that now, you know, you got the social distancing and all that going on. All that precaution mess. But during normal times when you don't have to worry about that, Texarkana, Arkansas Police, I see y'all put it up on the Facebook every once in a while, but I know this is going on out there. You know, you have officers sometimes and they'll be driving along and maybe it's a light day. There's not a whole lot of calls coming in. They're not being forced to go to something serious. And they'll see somebody out playing basketball or some kids out playing basketball or something. They'll jump out and interact with them, which makes them so human to these other people that are out there. That it's like, hey, I can relate.
Yeah, it breaks the stigma.
It does. And, you know, you see a very small piece of that on Facebook. The last month, like you said, when the normal wasn't happening, our guys weren't really sitting in their cars doing nothing. They were arranging birthday party drive-bys.
I love that.
And, you know, that was the thing we decided not to put on Facebook because...
The child's safety.
Well, and, you know, it's not about the glory. It's about these guys getting to do something because we can't do much else. And making these kids just day a little brighter. I mean, we probably did 50, 60.
I like that.
I mean, it was sometimes 3 or 4 a day.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, it was really important to the chief and the captains and the guys to, you know, let these kids know, hey, we're still here, you know, even though we're not driving through and getting out like we normally are.
Right.
You know, we're still here. It was funny because, you know, on different pages, parents would post,
right,
you know, with the police cars and things like that. You know, they were like, why don't you put that? We don't have to put everything on Facebook.
That's right. Everything doesn't go.
It doesn't have to all go.
Did you hear that, Anna? Everything we do doesn't have to be on Facebook.
Oh, goodness.
But, you know, that's the thing. You know, these guys and gals that we have are so incredible, and they've got the best hearts. And I really truly believe that this is their calling because you don't have to ask, you know, them to, hey, would you mind to do this? Or if I've got something, I'm like, hey, this is coming up. I got it. You know, I'll be there. You know, hey, this little kid needs this, or we've got this, or, you know, would you mind? Got it. I'm there. You know, I'm very, very impressed with the amount of people in our agency that are always just so willing to help things out. But, you know, that's part of being a community policing oriented mindset.
Correct.
You know, it's agencies or police agencies are either community policing, either they're proactive,
right,
or they're reactive. Okay, and there's two different mindsets on agencies. You know, agencies, and I only speak for mine, ours is proactive, which we try to get out there and do 1075s. Those are required per shift. A 1075 is just a community contact. Try to do at least 5 a shift, which is to where you just find something that's not 911 or dispatch related, whether it's seeing somebody in their yard raking leaves, getting out, asking them how their day is, asking them what's going on in their neighborhood. Is there anything that they need help with? Going to your businesses in the area and just getting out instead of buying something, just saying, hey, how are you doing today? You know, that's community contact, making sure you're at your schools when they're open.
Right, right.
The things that our guys are doing, it's a community policing mindset to be a proactive police department. And, you know, I see a lot of agencies and they have their community officer and they're like, oh, well, that person does everything. Well, that doesn't really work.
No.
You know what I mean?
Really?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And it's just not efficient. You can't be a community-oriented, proactive agency if the whole mindset isn't within the agency. And that's what it is with us. And we're very proud to be there.
Chief Bob Harrison has been there a long time because he was there when I started doing news.
Okay.
But he has always had a proactive police force. Very professional. Love Chief Harrison. Does a great job. And he's been the steady hand behind the police department for a long time. So we appreciate him and your guys and gals' effort. 103.985 MyPickRadio.com. The My Pick Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is Christy Bennett, Public Information Officer, Texas County, Arkansas Police. And we continue our talk with her. One thing you usually do right before school starts back is that Pride program. And I know you don't know exactly what's going to happen yet until the governor comes out next week and kind of gives you the guidelines, but in some fashion or form, you guys plan on doing that again.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. We would never let Pride just go. We are in year 9, and, you know, we've got parents who have had 1 or 2 or 3 kids.
Oh, how amazing.
So they're siblings up.
Right.
This is their year. So we're not going to let that go. Just go. We're going to make sure it happens.
All right.
One way or the other.
You got the stats on everything, but there's stats that show that, you know, this is working. This is working with the children out there.
Yes. You know, we started in 2012. We saw a significant increase in the crime rate with our juveniles. But instead of the typical 15, 16, 17-year age, it was 10, 11, 12.
Okay. So it was getting way younger.
Way younger. And it was pretty bad. We had, you know, 2 incidents of a shooting out at the links. 2 different kids were hit. One had nothing. I mean, it's just, we can't have that.
No.
I mean, come on now. But the problem was, is the resources in Texarkana for rehabilitation was very limited because the criminal justice system, you don't start until you're, you know, 10, if that.
Okay.
We talked to teachers and psychologists and, you know, how could we as law enforcement make a difference and make it to where it lasts in their life?
So proactively.
Proactive. And then, you know, of course, Chief Harrison, he says, get in there. And we're very lucky. He says, get in there and do what you got to do and make it happen. And it takes a tremendous amount of resources every year, but we've been blessed and it happens. And, you know, we're in year 9 and year 8 statistics show that overall crime decrease of juvenile arrests in Texarkana is 43% in holding.
That's amazing.
It's fluctuated between 37 and I think we had 53 one year.
That's
been
a
good ride.
Drop.
It is. It's been, and if we can keep that continuing to stay at 43% less than what we were in 2012, crime rates are atypical. They go up and down. They really do. They overall go up and down. And there's so many different variables that can be decided with that. We're not expecting it to, you know, go 100%. That's not. We actually, when we started in 2012, our goal was 10% overall in 10 years. We blew that out the water in the first year.
Yeah, here we go. We've got this.
Well, we got it. The University of Texas, you know, they picked up our program a couple of years ago, and they've been studying it. And
oh, good.
And the program's been published in the Library of Congress.
That's notable.
Yeah, we've got a doctor at North Arkansas who's working to get it evidence-based. So, you know, kind of like DARE started one time.
Yeah.
You know, it's the numbers and the process speaks for itself. It absolutely works. It's not just police. It's a community-wide effort, and that's what makes it work.
Okay.
It makes it work because it's a collaboration with the school, with the medical resources, and resources for these kids just to be successful overall. But we have the Arkansas Department of Health come and teach these kids about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just basic hygiene.
It's what's basic to us, though, it's important because if you're not taught that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and they do this thing where the kids come in and they wash their hands and then they put this stuff on there and then they go in this ultraviolet thing
and they see how many germs.
And they see how they didn't wash really well. Well, right. I can tell you my kid, he's my test kid.
Right.
He went through it a couple of years ago and my kid has carried hand sanitizer around for 3 years since he's been through that 55-minute session.
Yes.
Changing lives.
55-minute session. And, you know, this is my own kid.
Right.
You know, he should have known this before. So we see that it's working and we see that it's giving these kids. At the end of the week, we give them a backpack with all their school supplies and help with United Way, help with Arkansas Blue and U Foundation. But it's been an incredible journey. We're really excited to move forward.
I like the ultra light, the blue light thing or whatever. So you can see where
And, you know, through this pandemic, my kid has said, he was like, Mama, they should have went through the hygiene class at Pride.
They really
No, we should have had the Pride. They need the Pride hygiene class.
And they I'm should like, have. What? I always think of things. It always reminds me of things back in my childhood. When,
right.
I think it was 6th grade out at Liberty Isle back in the day. They had this person come by, gave everybody a toothbrush.
Right.
And they had something on it that they put, and you brush your teeth, and you put it on there, and then it showed where you missed.
Yes, I remember those. Those were so fun.
I hated that.
Like, I loved it.
Because I missed that one
the
time.
It tasted really good. I liked
it. Yeah, it did taste good.
That's what made me happy.
It did taste good. John, Anna, and friends, Christy Bennett, PIO, Public Information Officer, Texarkana, Arkansas Police, has been with us for a while now. Just briefly, thank you and I think you said Lieutenant White.
Yes.
Yeah, was kind of heading it up, but thank you for the police officer tributes during National Police Week this week with all the officers and troopers and things from around the area that have unfortunately given the ultimate sacrifice, lost their lives during their time at work, time on the line.
Yep.
And it's been amazing to look at all the stories that you guys have put up. It's very touching, but it tells a lot about how dangerous the job really is. But thank you for the tribute to these officers.
Well, it's nothing compared to what they've done. And, you know, it's just a quick little few words to show how impactful their lives have been and always will continue to be.
I like how you have always included who was left behind because those people are forever impacted.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. You know, it's just, and I see one of the wives of one of the officers that was killed many, many years ago. And every day she still struggles and it breaks my heart. Every single day.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like when you lose a loved one in that fashion, you carry on with life, but it's never going to leave you. You're never going to quite be the same. You're not going to be whole again. We thank police officers, troopers, whatever, the frontline people that are out there having to deal with the public on a daily basis, because it is really true. They never know what to expect when they go to work. It could be a nice, pleasant day, or it could turn into something much worse than that. And you just never know. And that's not the way it is with most jobs. Most jobs, you kind of have a feeling of what the day is going to be like. The men and women that are out on the front line, they don't know.
No. Every day they put on their duty belt and they don't know what's going to happen.
And you know, people tell me that all the time, and they say, you know, how do you sign up for something like that? And you know, I can answer for anybody else. I try not to do that, but I know that yes, every officer knows that that's part of it. I think that's why it's so important for us to live every single day to the best that we can and to appreciate life as much as you can, because you're right. You never know. It could be any day. Anytime.
Well, if you haven't checked it out, be sure and check out all the tributes that the Texas Arkansas Police Department has done to all the area law enforcement personnel who have lost their lives in the line of duty. And it ranges Texas, Arkansas, both sides of town, police departments, corrections, deputies, troopers, and the like. John, Anna, and friends, and Christy Bennett, the public information officer from Texas Arkansas Police, has been with us throughout the 8 o'clock into the 9 o'clock hour, and we thank her for her time and for what she does each and every day. But now we're going to play a little game like we do with almost everybody that comes in.
Let's do this.
And this is one of those, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Right. Yes. I might go back down to fourth grade, but I'm sure you'll do well.
No, I probably won't. We just finished up homeschooling for 3 months of my fourth grader.
Okay, we can do this.
Teachers should make $672 billion.
That's right, and we're all ready for school to start back in real fashion in the fall. I know exactly what you're talking about. If you get enough answers correct, you go on to the sixth grade. If not, I guess it's summer school. But I kind of looked at these ahead of time, and these are not that difficult. Now, sometimes, Christy, they are.
Well, they are, and I, leave the room.
Because, you know, what they teach in fifth grade now is a lot more advanced than what they used to teach in fifth grade when we were doing it.
Have you tried kindergarten? Have you seen how hard it is?
Yeah.
I can draw a circle. That's about it.
So here you go. Here's the first question. Okay. Which of the following is a primary source? Is that A, Taylor Swift's diary, B, a book about Taylor Swift, or C, something a friend heard about Taylor Swift?
I'm so confused.
What is a primary source?
A.
She was quick on that. She said A.
I'm going to go with her.
Well, it's a good thing you went with her, because she's absolutely correct.
Yay!
So, got the first one right. If all the trees were cut down, what would go away? Would that be A, nitrogen, B, carbon dioxide, or C, oxygen?
C, of course.
Oxygen.
Come on now. You said this was going
to
be...
I looked at them and they're not that hard today.
That's why you gave it to us.
You're very lucky. I went through and saw some.
Please don't make them any harder.
I made these pretty easy. Which of the following are antonyms? Antonyms. A, aura and feeling. B, fun and boring. Or C, spunky and sassy.
What do you think?
Antonym, so it's opposite. So fun and boring, right?
B is our final answer.
B is correct. B is correct.
We are.
Man, y'all are killing it. I knew these were too easy today.
We
appreciate it.
Yeah, no math in this, so it's good. Your body creates and kills 15 million of these every second.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it A, red blood cells, B, white blood cells, or C, skin cells?
It has to be A.
This is the toughest one. This is the toughest one on the whole page.
Okay.
So
what is it, Anna?
It's going to be red blood cells, because white, that means we'd be sick, and skin, that means we'd be sloughing all day long. So it has to be A.
A.
Wow. Y'all got it right. I thought you might miss that one. Because I would have thought, I probably would have said something like skin cells, because you...
We're sloughing all day long.
But no, you're right, red blood cells. And finally, this is the final one. The fastest bird on foot is A, turkey. You know, Ben Franklin wanted that to be the national symbol.
I'm kind of glad he didn't get that.
Wild
turkey.
Okay. A, turkey, B, flamingo, or C, ostrich.
That's easy. It's C.
Yeah, it has to be ostrich.
That's easy.
Well, you guys aced it.
Woo!
You've got every one of them. So
100% today.
You're going to the sixth grade.
Awesome.
I knew you could do it. Well, thank you, Christy Bennett, for coming in and taking so much time with us this morning and joining the morning show. We appreciate you. We appreciate what you and your department does every day, and invite you to come back soon.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you too, and have a lovely weekend.
There you go. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.